Everybody, welcome back to Stressed Out. I'm Jay, and I'm with my co-host Z, who, funny enough, ripped her pants this weekend. Why don't you tell us that story?
Yeah, so I have chub rub, and that mixed with sweaty thighs.
That sounds so fucking wrong.
Thick thighs save lives, guys, but they destroy pants. So I was volunteering at this thing, right? And then we were helping setting up tables, so I was on the floor. And then I put one leg up to stand, and I just hear, rip!
And she looks at me like she murdered someone.
I put my face down on the table, and I was like, I need help. Someone help me. And
she was freaking out. I was like, what happened? What happened? Are you okay? Are you okay? And then after like 30 seconds of me freaking out, she looks up and she's like,
I ripped my pants.
And I just fucking lose
and
it.
And then I started texting my sister. I was like, we need to get out of here. Because how many people were there? There were a lot of people.
There were like a good like 150. It was like a whole, it's like a YMCA type place.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And there was like a seminar there. So we were like volunteering at the seminar.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of
brown people.
Brown people.
Judgy aunties.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, beta.
Oh, look at your little thighs. Not little.
Like, have you ever considered a diet? I'm just smack them right there.
Yeah, but what happened? I just told my sister and I just texted her. I was like, I need help. And she's like, oh my God, what happened? I was like, get mom. We have to leave. We have to leave. And my poor mom, she was excited about this for like a solid 2 weeks.
Jesus.
And then I meet her outside. And then I was like, mom, my pants are gone. And then she literally had like a glazed look over her eyes. Like she couldn't believe what I was saying.
She looked disappointed in you.
Yeah.
She looked really disappointed. She was like, get out of my face.
Yeah. She was like, she gave me the keys. She's like, sit in the car. Don't go anywhere. I was like, it's not my fault.
She was like barely making eye contact.
I know. I think because she was like so excited for this, and then she got so sad that I missed the whole seminar.
Yeah. I heard it was kind of lame.
I heard that there was drama involved.
There was like a lot of drama. We can't go into that drama.
Yeah, we can't. But I'm so sorry, guys.
I don't quite understand it. I understand most of it, and I heard like a lot. Okay, but we're not going to explain it if no one can.
Okay, so should we get into our topic for today?
Yes, our topic today that we decided, we're going to do this thing where we choose a topic about college and then talk about our experiences and try to give people some knowledge. Because, like, we both have
know how shitty it is.
Yeah, but we have two different, like, perspectives of college. Like, because you live on campus and I'm a commuter. So, like, kind of get the best of
And then also we have two different orientations.
Yes, but should we talk about orientation or talk about
I think we should talk about orientation because my orientation was white.
All right, you want to go first or should I?
You can go first.
All right, let's talk about my first day. I kind of prepped for my first day of school. What do I start with? Okay, so let's talk about orientation. So I chose my orientation date very late in the game. I was,
It was the day of my mom's surgery.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I didn't realize that.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I think, no, I scheduled it, and then, like, a week later, I found out your mom was getting surgery.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I feel bad. Anyways.
Your mom was there.
And then, so, I scheduled it, and then, usually for our orientations, it was, like, a two-day thing. You would come, you would spend the night. That's what all my friends said, you spend the night, and I was like, I don't want to spend the night. Like, what the hell? That's so much money and so much waste of time and all that stuff. And so when I chose my orientation, there was 2 days to choose from. There was a one-day one and a two-day one. I was like, and it was half the price. I was like, and I'm brown. I like a deal. So I chose the one-day one. I'm like, great. I only go for 1 day. I pay only $75, which is bullshit, by the way.
Because
I already spent, like, fucking $5,000 at the school.
Bro, I live here.
You probably say, like, double.
Expensive.
Jesus. We'll talk about that another day. FAFSA helped me out. Anyways, so then I was like, okay, bet. So I got there. And everybody looked a lot older.
Foreign?
No, older than me.
Okay.
And I was like, what the heck? And I was walking around, and then I was, like, hearing people's conversations. I heard people like, oh, I transferred from this community college, and I transferred from this community college, and I transferred from this university. And I looked around, And so, and then someone asked me, like, what school did you transfer from? I'm like, and I said my high school name. And then they're like, what? And I'm like, this is orientation, right? They're like, yeah, for transfer students. I went to the wrong fucking orientation.
At least it worked.
No, and apparently there was, like, literally, I think only, like, 20 kids out of this whole orientation that were freshmen. So there was, like, a freshman section, and I was put into it, but, like, because they spaced us out and everything. And it was just awkward because I felt so little and so stupid. And they put me in the wrong major, too, so I went and had to change my major. And while I was changing my major, there was, like, a, what do you call it? Like, an administrator there. And he's like, what's your name? And I was like, he's like, oh, you're... I was like, holy shit,
how do they know?
I was like, I remember, I read over your application. Congrats on getting in.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. He's like, I loved your, like, essays and everything. Because I submitted essays and resumes and everything.
I didn't submit one essay.
Yeah, it wasn't required, but I did it because I really wanted to get into this school. And they're like, I read over it. Like, he's like, congrats on welcome to this school. I was like, oh my God, you remember me? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, thanks. I kind of like walked away.
You know, you stood out. Wow, dude. For me, I just applied and I was like, you know what? Like, if I need an essay later on, I'll submit it.
But there's like freaking like 5.
I know. That means you must be a really good writer. I feel so proud right now.
I'm so proud of myself. So, like, yeah, that was my whole... And orientation was fun. It was kind of awkward. Like, there was... It's because I changed my major and I was a freshman. There was a lot of confusing things going on. Just go with the flow. And you're, like, in orientation, if anybody's, like, not in college yet, like, just go with the flow. It's very awkward. And I'm very a socially awkward person and I don't like talking to people. But, those are the people who they pair you with are people who are going to be in your major and all that stuff, and just make friends. Just try. Like, I made acquaintances, but I never got their number. And
me the two.
But anyways, that's before I talk about my first day of college. How about you? Talk about your orientation.
So I went to the 2-day orientation.
Lame.
I literally came here like an hour early because I was nervous, and I get very stressed when I'm late. So I'd rather be 2 hours early than like 5 minutes late. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that happened. First of all, price tag $150. Too much.
Half the price of mine.
Yeah. But then again, like, I got to meet... I had more stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you got a shirt, because I got a shirt.
No, everybody got... Everybody who went to our... I got a pin. I got a shirt. I got a pin. But I lost it.
Oh, a pin?
A pin. Like, it's a class of 2021. And it said the logo and everything. And it was so cute. And I had it on my backpack for like a good year. And then it fell off at an airport. And now I don't have it. And now I'm sad.
I also got to meet a lot of clubs. And we had a lot of... We got to hear about everything. You know what I mean? Why are you eating on my pillow?
Leave me alone. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop eating.
So basically, the part that I find crazy about my orientation was that literally... I was within maybe like a 1 minute walk from something, and it took me 2 hours to get there because I had no idea what the buildings looked like. My orientation, like, of the school, like, not orientation, but like my, like, the way I saw things was so different than from what it was.
And she was texting me. I was freaking out. I don't know where anything is. And where's the welcome center? Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I had Google Maps too. Like, I had Google Maps, and it wasn't like I couldn't figure it out.
Jeez.
Enjoy your Welch's fruit yogurt snacks.
Stop sponsoring.
You
these
can
people.
Know, but you can hear it in the podcast. You're gonna be like, "What is that?"
I'm sorry. Who's gonna listen? Our one listener,
which is me.
Me and you.
Yeah. So that was also at my orientation. There was like this one girl who she was like leaning on me and stuff, and she was like acting like we were friends. She's like, "Can you hold this for me?" And literally, I like held it for her, and then she started walking, and I like handed it to her, and I almost dropped it. Like, I was gonna drop it in front of her face because she was being so like
casual.
No, nice. she was being like so like, oh my God, hold my bag. You know what I mean? Like, I was just kind of like, what the hell? Like, I'm not your servant. Like, take your own bag. Sorry about that.
That cut off. Yeah, is stupid.
No, my laptop just, you know, messed up. So anyways, I got very lost. Very, very lost. And Google Maps couldn't help. and I was very sweaty, extremely sweaty.
Yeah, because it's like summer in Texas.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. But I got my AP scores, like, submitted that day. I got to talk to some people. I asked for a lot of help. And even though people tried, they could not help me. I was too lost. But, like, they did this really weird thing at my orientation where they had, like, sob stories and why people chose UH. It was like, oh, like, I found... I'm not saying that, like, it's bad that people found, like, peace here. But it's, like, I'm happy. But it's, like, why are you telling us this? Like, someone was like, oh, yeah, like, my parents couldn't accept me being gay. But at UH, I was able to, like, flourish and stuff. And I was like, okay, wow, like, I'm very happy about that. I'm like,
bro, it's a college. But, it's
like,
not that deep.
But, like, I'm like, dude, it's orientation, right? Like their goal was to literally make people cry. And I didn't understand.
We had, like, a four-hour, like, thing on... sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, like, it shouldn't take 4 hours to tell people, don't harass people. I understand it's a problem, I understand it's like, but, like, I don't get why people don't have that. I don't get why people don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I swear, like, I saw this tweet once where it was, like, if boys had an 8 p.m. curfew, like, what would you do with your life different? And I'm like, dang, like, I wouldn't look over my shoulder every time I'm walking by myself, you know, if it gets late and I was stuck in the library. Like, literally every time I call my brother and I keep looking over my shoulder, you know, because, like, it's scary.
But, like, you know, there's this thing happening on campus called, like, Take Back the Night.
Where, yeah.
Yeah, like, my women's study class and everyone, like, my professor is, like, hosting
it. Are you gonna go?
No, because, like, it's 7 p.m. I need to go home.
I don't want to. You know what I mean? Because all I'm going to be coming back from is the library to my dorm. Yeah. Or, like, the gym to my dorm. Yeah. Which I either call people or I have my pepper spray in my hand. Get pepper spray when you're in college.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Or a pocket. I have a pepper spray and a pocket knife, so.
I have
If those. Anybody comes to attack me, I'll spray them. And then if they become more aggressive, I'll do what I need to do.
Yeah.
No, my pocket is, like, very dull, actually. Like, too many Sephora boxes with it.
I have a really sharp one. I have a really sharp one.
No, mine's actually cut me, but yeah.
Oh, I haven't played with mine that much. I keep it closed.
No, I do keep... let's not talk about
it. You use it for Sephora boxes?
Yeah. anyways. Yeah. Okay, so what else are you... Oh, so, our first day on campus. Let's see. I prepped for my first day, because, like I said, I get anxious very easily. So, what I did was, with one of my friends, she was also commuting, but then she ended up joining a sorority and lived on campus, but that's besides the point. So, we were both very anxious about what, we don't know what to do and all that stuff, and we had our schedules ready, and on our schedules, they said what buildings our classrooms were. So, like, okay. So, we both, and we didn't realize how the bus worked, because I also needed to take the bus. So, we grabbed some quarters, we found a bus schedule, we asked my cousin how it worked, and then... we hopped on a bus, like, on a Saturday or Friday morning, like, a week before class started, and we walked around, and we both found our classes, we sat down, we had lunch, we walked around, like, we didn't only look at the, we went in the buildings, we found our classes, we looked at the classroom, we were like, okay, this is where our classes, we literally followed our schedules, how they're gonna go throughout the day. So on the first day, while everybody was, like, huddled up in maps, and looking at their phones, and walking around, I was like, I'm a baller. I know where I need to be. I'm not a stupid freshman like you over here texting me. I don't know where anything is.
It was confusing.
No, I know. It's a confusing campus, but yeah.
I think all campuses are confusing.
And everybody's like, that's so extra. I was like, but it worked, didn't it? And I didn't have to, like, ask anyone for help. I mean, no shame in asking people for help, but, like, that takes time. And if you're, like, anxious and stuff, that's hard to do. So, my first day of classes were fun. It was just getting to know the professor and what the syllabus is. And I had some friends in similar classes. So it was nice to see them. And then it was a fun and fresh time, you know. I liked it. I liked the first day of school. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I was like, okay, I'm so fucking done. Can someone give me my degree?
Oh my gosh, that's me.
How about your first day?
My first day of college. Well, I want to start when I moved in. So I was very nervous about moving in because I was like, I don't know what I thought, but I was like, oh my God, my dorm is going to be haunted. Like, for sure, I'm going to have lots of gin stories to tell. And
You're very overdramatic.
Okay, but I get very scared very easily.
I know.
And I was kind of scared because my parents are, like, super overprotective. So they don't really let me sleep over at anyone's houses unless it's, like, my cousins, you know? And that's true only a few of my cousins, you know?
Never slept over at my house.
I've slept over once.
When you were, like, a baby with your mom.
No. I slept over. It was us and then your cousin. And I remember because we were hiding scissors, and she put them under your pillow, and your mom got mad. She was like, you shouldn't put those under her pillow. What if she got hurt? And then we were all just thinking, like, there's a pillow to prevent that.
Yeah, y'all, you could do devils. I remember that.
I didn't put the scissors under the pillow.
I didn't have a talk with her. Why'd you put scissors under my pillow?
I didn't. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, wow, what a bitch trying to cut me.
Yeah, so anyways, I was very nervous because my parents were always like, if you sleep over at a friend's house, something bad will happen.
Yeah.
So I was sitting here and I was like, something bad's going to happen. And then also my parents were out of town, so they didn't move me in. My sister and my other cousin did. And I felt embarrassed about everything. I was like, oh my God, what do I wear? Oh my God, are they judging me for bringing a whole ass iron board? But, like, I need to iron my clothes, so what do they expect me to do? And then also, I felt really weird because my dad didn't want me to have any roommates, so he got me my own room where pretty much no freshmen are staying. Like, literally, I think I've met one other freshman that's staying in this, like, you know, in Moody Towers. That's the name of the building. And, I mean, they know we go to UH.
They do?
We said Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were going to figure it out anyways.
The one listener.
The one listener, which is me, which I already know. So what's the big deal?
This is true. Continue.
Okay. And then also, so I got really sad because everyone that I knew was meeting their roommates and they had people to eat with. And I was very alone. And I think I went a whole 2 days.
Without eating?
Without saying a single word.
That's depressing.
It was really depressing, and I was very sad. But I also went to a lot of, like, school-sponsored events. And then the night before classes started, I went and I found my classes. But, like, I kept looking at my schedule. I was like, okay, today is Monday. It is 10 a.m. I need to be in this room with this teacher. And then, like, in the one upper-level class I was taking, they pranked us. Like, my professor pranked us and was
you're in
derivative science or something. And I literally started freaking out, and this one dude just bolts out of there. Like, literally starts running, and the professor's running after him. Like, wait, I was joking. And then he, like, walked back, and it was really funny. But that was literally about to be me.
That poor kid.
I was about to sit in there and just listen to the whole lecture and be like, fuck, I can't leave. I can't leave.
This year, I accidentally went into a bio class.
Oh my God.
And then I sat down, and I'm like, there's a periodic table on the board. There shouldn't be a periodic table on the board. I'm supposed to be in stats. And then I realized it was, like, across the hall. So I sat there for a solid minute contemplating. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I just went across the stuff in the rest of the room.
It's scary, you know, walking into classes. Also, I know nobody in my classes. Like, because I didn't coordinate with anyone.
A lot of your friends also go to different schools.
A lot of my friends go to U of H. Probably a solid, like, 8 to 10.
Oh, wow.
And I just didn't coordinate, you know? I was like, I'm gonna do my thing. They're probably doing their thing.
I have a friend who's in the exact same major as me.
Oh, so that's
so
easy.
We at least have one class together every semester, so we commute together and everything.
So nice.
Yeah, she's actually she wasn't my friend when we started commuting together. She was, like, my friend's cousin who I used to find annoying, and she knows I used to find her annoying and I didn't like her. But then, like, she grew on me, and I love her now. She's hilarious.
Aww, that's nice.
I talk to her more than I talk to my real other friend. But
your real friend?
I love her. She's also my real friend now. I count her as one, but at first I didn't because I was like, okay, we're just commuting buddies. She's using me for the HOV lane. I'm using her for a ride. But then after, like, a month, I was like, okay, I consider you a friend.
Aww,
I like you.
Oh, that's nice. Except for the fact that you were using her for a little bit.
She was using
mutual.
Me.
It was mutual.
It was a mutual usage.
Yeah. So, one advice I have for if you're living on campus, do not starve yourself because you don't want to eat alone. Just put on some Netflix or FaceTime someone, and eventually you'll start to love eating by yourself. Like, I kind of like it, you know? I sit down, Mm-hmm. I watch my YouTube, watch my Netflix, watch whatever, and then I eat. But there's not very good halal food. Like yesterday, I had a big dilemma because they didn't have rice, and I had brought meat from my dorm. So I had my chicken franks, my chicken hot dogs, and I went down, and they only had brown rice, and I really, like, they had put weird stuff in it, so I was like, I'm not eating that.
She's very picky with her food. Yeah. Extremely picky. But, like,
I was really upset, okay, because they had that, right? So I didn't want the brown rice. I looked at their pizza. It was either all meat, or they literally had a pizza which was, they maybe had, like, two strings of cheese on it.
That's hilarious. It was so bad. Why didn't you just go to, like, Panda Express and get steamed rice?
I mean, the thing is it was, like, it was literally, like, 9 o'clock at night, so I'm not going to walk. They close, and I'm not going to walk. Yeah. And I didn't want, like, I was just very upset because I feel like they don't really cater to people who are well, I mean, they have, like, pasta and stuff, but
that's... You're not a real pasta person,
I'm not a pasta person. I love pasta. I don't like sauce.
I can eat pasta with, like, Alfredo sauce. I like dry pasta. That's so, like, lame.
I like literally just pasta
and cheese. Okay, brown people like spices and flavor and all that fun stuff. I like pepper. I'm about to slap her. She is, like, she thinks hot Cheetos are too much.
No, I don't like the taste of them.
I don't know. But, like, anyways.
I like sour Skittles. Kind of. They're a bit sour.
That's not spice.
I like a lot of pepper and lemon pepper. When I make fish, it's more pepper than fish.
Okay, we get it.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, so I over-season everything, and I love pasta. I love cheese. Can we just talk about how great cheese is?
I love cheese.
I love cheese. We said cheese so is high. Really good. Like, this is so weird because I'm eating and we're talking about how much we like food.
We were joking. We're like, okay, like, we need to relax. Shall we smoke? But no, we don't.
No, we don't. But, yeah, I feel like...
If only we had something to calm us down.
We're just gonna... I don't know. We just need to chill a little bit, I feel. But I feel like I don't know. What am I saying?
So, college.
College. College is great, bro.
College is stressful. But it's okay that it's stressful. Because you will get used to it. I started really missing my high school last night.
You get that. School. It's your, what, third month? Yeah, that's when you start missing
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. That's when I started, because I also really, I thrived in high school. I was popular. Like,
she was nominated for HOCO and prom. You were popular.
Nominated for HOCO and prom queen.
Prom queen.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, no, but that definitely means you were popular.
I wasn't popular.
You knew people who
I was well-liked. I wasn't, like, with the popular crowd who were, like, drinking and smoking, getting, high every day. I was, like, I know people, and people like me, and I kill myself and do so many clubs and things, but some people don't like me. There was one girl who really didn't like me.
Yikes. Oh, no, you had one person not like you.
That annoyed me. Like, why don't you like me?
Wait, who's that one person that, like... Monica. Was it Monica and Friends?
I'm not Monica. I think I'm more of a Rachel. Or
no,
Phoebe.
No, you're Monica.
No, I'm not like a overly like controlled neat freak and all that. Maybe.
No comment.
Maybe I'm a little bit of Monica. Yeah. And a tiny bit of like Rachel because I have a shopping problem.
I think, yeah, it's been, I agree.
But like,
I have a worse one.
What?
A shopping problem?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You buy, like, one bag, you're like, I'm broke!
Because, well, I don't know, I feel like maybe I'm unwise because I spend all my money. Because, okay, I spent all my money, so imagine when I had a job, I would spend a lot more.
Oh, okay, can I say something? Sorry to get you off.
You're good.
But there was this one time where I was out with her and our other cousin, and we were getting tapioca and stuff, boba. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so broke. She's like, me too. And she opens up her bank account, and she has like $4 in it. And I open up my bank account, I'm like, I have like $500. And she's like, how are you broke?
No.
But like, you know, my thing is,
no, the difference is that I have a separate savings account.
Okay, but I like to keep always at least, I have cash stored away. Like, okay. I have a few hundred bucks always stored away, but I always like to keep my bank account above $500. If it's lower than $500, I consider that broke.
Okay, so...
Because I don't... That's, like, my cushion money. God forbid if anything happens.
No, for me, since I have two accounts, I have a checking and I have a savings.
I have a savings, too.
But, like, my savings is my cushion. Oh. So, I try not to touch it. But, for example, I had to pay $107 to get my iPhone X fixed because it's supposed to be water resistant.
Oh, did you get it fixed?
And it was, yeah, $107, that's dude. Insane. $107. So, I had to pull that from my savings. Because I would feel bad if my dad paid for that.
How much is your savings?
Well,
if you don't mind me asking.
I used to have... Okay, so I also bought jeans and stuff because, you know, my pants ripped. yeah. So, and I also bought a sweater because it's sweater weather. I have an app that pulls, like, a dollar, like, however much it thinks I can save every day. And that gets stored away in a whole separate app. So I pulled $80 for that to buy pants and, like, sweaters. And I bought some cute socks, which you can't see, but they're super cute. So I, like, wanted to treat myself because I was down. And then I also...
She comes to me the day of, like, that seminar, and she's like, I broke my phone. I'm so sad. My mom bought me a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it. Get over yourself.
No, I was so sad.
I know. I'm sorry for you. I love you.
I never want to experience that again. I'm going to take such good care of my phone.
I feel like I'm not like that. I've shattered my phone before. And I was like, okay, I put a case on and I was done with it.
Well, okay, so I think usually I am like that, which I feel kind of bad
for. No shade, no tea. Like,
No.
It's like $1,000 phone. If you break that, that's
just... But the difference is that my dad was so against it. Like, I hated my phone. He's like, I'm not buying you another one. I'm not doing it. So I got a job. And I bought it myself. So, like, I'm very proud of it. You know what I mean? That, like, my dad was like, no. Like,
it's like,
you know,
a sense of accomplishment.
It's a sense of accomplishment because it's a lot of money. And and then, like, it's also kind of, like, I kind of went against my dad's wishes. But, like, he's not the type of person where it's like, I'm going to control how you spend your money. So, he was like, if it's your money, you go for it.
Low-key, my parents are kind of like that. But I'm like, I want to spend this blah, blah, blah to get this. And they're like... You don't need that.
Yeah,
and then
I'll
just wait 2 weeks and I'll just get it.
But yeah, so like my dad, like, he would never.
I just bought a hair dryer.
Ooh,
you want to see it?
Not now.
I'll show you later.
Okay,
pulling it up. I'm still talking.
But what's it called? So yeah, I was very proud of the phone. So when it broke, it was literally like I worked 35-hour weeks, like, almost full-time at a barista where they low-key abused me and paid me
You worked at a barista.
As a barista. And, like, I felt like I just wasted money.
Yeah.
So I was so sad.
That makes sense.
But the good news is that I paid for Apple Care, so it was $107. If I had to buy a whole new phone, I wouldn't have, but I think I just would have cried for, like, a week. And my dad probably would have felt really bad. And my mom, like, you know what my mom said? She was like, okay, like, at the seminar, she was like, here, if you want to feel like you have a nice phone, here's, like, we can switch phones. Like, you can switch the SIM card out for, like, a couple days. And I was like, no, mom, it's okay. And then she's like, do you want to hold my phone? Like, I know it'll make you feel better. And I was like, you know what? And I held it for a little bit, and it made me feel better. And I was like, it's okay, it's your phone.
I forget how sensitive you are sometimes.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
I sound like such a jerk, but I'm just like, I don't care. It's just phone. No, but that's to me. Honestly, there's people who are like that, and I get it. It's like, it's your money. Like, you should be upset that you lost it. It's kind of bad to have the, oh, it's fine, I don't care attitude. Like, I'll just buy another one. But, it makes sense. Like,
I don't know, like,
I don't sound like, so wow, bad. She's such a bitch.
I do it. No. Like, I'm like that whenever I don't see, like, the hard work that comes out of money. But
it's
then
a lot.
When I, it's a lot of work. Like, when I worked at Cane's, I have back problems. So all the money I get, I'm like, my back problems are going to this.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what I'm doing for my money. And, like, I finally understand, like, what money means to my dad. And then, like, why he used to get so pissed at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn, I get pissed at me, too.
Yeah, and it's, like, people don't, like, when you're little, you don't have that concept of money. And then I feel like...
And that's okay. Like, it's part of growing up.
And, well, I got a job when I was, like, 17. And I never realized how much work it is to make money. And, like, I worked, like, 2 weeks. And I worked, like, almost every day a week. And, like, when I first got my first job, I was, like... Like, my first real job at, like, my popsicle stand. And, And I made like $300. I was like, oh my God, I'm a baller now. Bow down. And it's like so great that like you work, but you actually see results. That's great. And I feel like some rich people don't grow up with that mentality, that they don't understand that money growth. And I'm not shading our
No, I 100%. I 100% agree.
I didn't even think about it. I was thinking of someone else. One of her cousins is kind of rich, but I feel like she's better with money now.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. No, I wasn't even thinking about her. I'm talking about people in general. Like, there's people at my school who've been walking around with, like, Gucci and all that stuff. And they have no, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so expensive. It's like $5. I'm like, well, that's chump change. And they're like, I hate when people do
but
that.
But you know what I also don't like? Mm-hmm. I don't like it when it's reversed. Like, for example, my brother got an Apple Watch as a gift, mm-hmm. but he didn't use it, so he gave it to me. And people think that because I am middle class, that, like, I'm just throwing around money. And they look, like, you know, and I when I get excited about something, I like to share my happiness with others.
What do you mean?
And let me explain. So, like, I don't mean in, like, a show-offy way, mm-hmm. but, like, I like to share my happiness. So I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, look, my brother gave me his Apple Watch. Like, that makes me so happy. And then they'll, like, give me a look, like, I'm so wasteful. But the thing is, if I wear this watch every single day, I think that, like, you
People
know what
did
I mean?
That to me when my brother bought like me a laptop it. And he bought me...
It's because they're jealous.
Something else. He bought me AirPods. And, like, people are like, oh, can I have your brother? Wow, you're so lucky. You know, I'm like, no, I have a brother who finally got a job and has yeah. a good job. And he wanted to thank the people he loved by showing me stuff. Like, it was I don't know. Let's not get into all that stuff. But anyways, like, yeah,
sometimes
I get
they
it.
Can think that you're wasteful, but it's just, or they think that you're spoiled.
Yeah.
But, like, my question
you
is...
You have these few nice things, and, like, you always, like, love it so much, and people are like, wow,
yeah.
what
or,
a snob.
Or if you work hard for something, and if I genuinely believe... Okay, there's this thing, I learned it in, like, 7th grade or something, where mm-hmm. it's, like, you take what you have, and then you count, like, for example, with a dress, how many times you wear it. You
yeah.
divide the price by it. That's how much it's worth.
That's
so,
what I do.
Okay, let's say I have, like, a $150 watch. I wear it every single day. Bro, that's, like, less. That's, like, I don't even know, but it's, like, cents per day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, and it makes sense. Like, what if someone's
yeah.
like, oh, you can get, well, buy this $150 watch. But you have to pay 50 cents a day to wear it. And not, it's, like, this is the watch. But just pay 50 cents every day to wear it. And I'll be like, okay, that's fine, whatever, no big deal.
Well, I honestly, that would get expensive for me because I wear it every day.
No, like, until
yeah,
you
yeah,
pay
I know,
it
it's
off.
A joke, it's a joke.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But, wow, this went literally all over the place. We were talking about, school, orientation, money,
life.
That wasn't planned.
Yeah.
This was fun. I liked this.
I liked it too.
And it's a little shorter. It's 30 minutes.
I think it's longer than our last podcast.
Yeah. Did we ever get on iTunes?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, we're on Spotify, obviously, if you're
yeah,
someone's
listening to us.
And SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud, yes.
But listen on Spotify. That's just a great app.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll be back.
This is us signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.